Part of the fun of a baseball game is that many stadiums use a radar gun to track pitches for the scoreboard. 85 miles an hour, 90, 92. But as you admire the strength of a pitcher's arm, think for a moment about the catcher's hand. Here's NPR science reporter Nell Boyce.
It's the top of the ninth inning here at RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C., and I'm watching the Washington Nationals catcher. His name is Gary Bennett, and he's been crouched down behind home plate for most of the game, getting whacked in the hand again and again with balls flying at extraordinary speeds.
As catchers, your hands get pretty beat up and you get used to it, unfortunately.
Gary Bennett examines his hands in the locker room after the game. They look okay, but the index finger seems a little swollen.
That's obviously where the ball pounds all the time, and that one is numb a lot and doesn't get very good circulation. It's a little thicker than the rest of your fingers, just from, you know, the constant pounding of the ball.
This weekend, there's a new study of catchers' injuries in the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery. One of the researchers is Andrew Coleman, an orthopedic surgeon at Wake Forest University in North Carolina.
One of our chief residents was a college and semi-pro catcher. So in one of our conferences, we were talking about the potential damage from baseball and repetitive trauma. And we came up with the idea of actually looking at semi-pro baseball players.
The doctors ran medical tests on 36 players from the local minor leagues. They found that catchers were far more likely than other positions to have numbness, swelling, or blood flow problems in their hands.
I'm hopeful that now that this has been pointed out, that the glove manufacturers will make whatever adjustments are practical to better protect the players.
There appears to be little research on what kinds of changes would help. One glove company we contacted didn't want to comment, citing liability issues. But baseball gloves have evolved over the years. Joe Phillips puts out a newsletter called The Glove Collector. He says baseball players initially played with bare hands. The first catchers who tried gloves got ridiculed for being unmanly.
Back in the 1870s, if anybody showed up with a glove, they'd hoot them off the field.
At first, the gloves were regular hand gloves with makeshift padding like grass, cotton, or even a steak.
Yeah. Piece of raw meat, and it kind of padded and stayed cool and would protect the catcher's hand, sure.
Eventually, mitts got built with more padding, so they looked like round pillows with a deep pocket in the middle. But all that bulk made it hard to control the ball. So in the 1960s, catchers started wearing slimmer mitts that fold like a claw. Phillips says this style still dominates today.
You know, there could be some novel things introduced in the next 20 years, but normally, baseball's been a very conservative, slow-moving game.
One company that's trying to tweak the design is Academa, founded by former ballplayer Lawrence Gilligan. He says one of their mitts tries to protect the thumb by pushing it down and out to form an L shape.
What we did was we added a piece in that glove that would actually put the thumb in a better position. When you catch the ball in the pocket of the glove, your thumb is never near it.
Gilligan says you can't totally reinvent the mitt. The game's official rules say it has to be leather and a certain size. Back at RFK Stadium, catcher Gary Bennett is philosophical about the pounding his hands have to take.
You know, you've been doing it for so long in the minor leagues and everything, and in high school, and you've been doing it forever, so you get used to it.
He's more worried about making the play.
You want enough padding in there so your hand doesn't get too beat up, but on the other aspect, if it's too padded, then you know you have a tough time back there.
On this day, the Nationals don't win. And the pain of catching a fastball may sting, but not as much as losing the game. Nell Boyce, NPR News.